الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إنما الأعمال بالنية، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected listeners, first of all we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us Muslims and blessed us with Iman. And we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has made us ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are amongst the last ummat and we have got the last kitab and we have got the last Nabi and we have got the last Rasul and we have got the last Shariat, which is perfect, which is complete. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very simple, easy to follow, natural Islam. Alhamdulillah, today we begin a series of lessons concerning the aqaid, the belief of a Muslim. What a Muslim should believe in and what a Muslim should abstain from. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a good beginning. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to say the correct things, to say the haq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand. First of all, we must realize that throughout the world there are various isms and there are various systems and there are various philosophies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Islam a set of beliefs and amal saliha, good actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us beliefs, which is our foundation. And because of our beliefs being so strong and concrete and definite and finite, that there is no doubt concerning a Muslim's belief. Therefore, the superstructure of Islam is founded on our beliefs, which is solid. In any ism, when the belief is weak and fragile, then the structure placed on it will fall down. Just like if you have a building and the foundation is weak, the structure on the foundation will fall down. But if that foundation is strong, and if that foundation is deep rooted, and if that foundation is reinforced, and if that foundation has been done properly, then as the poet says, that the bricks laid upon that foundation will go very high. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left us in the dark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a deen which has got a deep rooted solid foundation of beliefs. On these beliefs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to construct Islam, the superstructure of Islam, which is going sky high. When our beliefs are valid, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with Jannat. But if our beliefs are not correct and valid, then our actions will be futile and vain. In this age, there are various beliefs floating around and rotating amongst Muslims. So each Muslim should try to listen to these various lessons and rectify the beliefs as the lessons are presented. Because you and I as Muslims, we must know that I as a Muslim, what do I believe concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I as a Muslim, what do I believe concerning Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, with special reference to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation? I as a Muslim and you as a Muslim, what is our belief concerning the Quran? And both of us, what is our belief concerning the Akhirat, meaning Jannat, Jahannam, the life in the grave? And both of us, you and I, what is our belief concerning the Sahaba Ikram, the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in special reference to Sahaba Ikram and the Khulafai Rashidin. So concerning these various aspects, inshallah these lessons will be presented over a duration of time. Today, alhamdulillah, we begin with Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Initially, we should understand and we should define who is a Nabi and who is a Rasul. First of all, understanding who is a Nabi, and secondly, who is a Rasul, then drawing parallels and what are the differences. A Nabi is a divinely appointed person who receives wahi, divinely protected revelation. A Nabi is a pious person, a righteous person. The character of a Nabi is free from blemish. A Nabi, his status in the society wherein he comes is always high. A Nabi is one who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is one who proclaims Tawheed. He calls towards the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Nabi is one, even his voice is good, his personality is excellent, his character is excellent, and he is a person loved by everyone. A Nabi is that person who is not despised by a society. No one, when he looks at him, feels upset. Ulama have written that the face of a Nabi and the face of a Rasul even attracts a person towards Tawheed and the wonders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have written that 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam have come. A Rasul is a divinely appointed person who also receives wahi. And the status of a Rasul is higher than the status of a Nabi. Every Rasul is a Nabi, but every Nabi is not a Rasul. To understand this further, a Rasul is one who is of lofty status, who brings, together with the call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings a warning to the people when he comes. And when the people do not listen generally to a Rasul, the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. The punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends. The wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. A Rasul is a person, a Nabi, who gets a kitab. Some ulama have said that this is not necessarily, but general rule is a Rasul gets a kitab, and also a Rasul is one who gets a Shariat, a new code of law for implementation. Whereas a Nabi does not get a kitab, and a Nabi does not get a new Shariat to implement. A Nabi generally follows those laws which have been explained and elucidated by the previous Rasul. Both the Nabi and the Rasul, they call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they link the creation with the Creator. A Nabi and a Rasul, I will explain inshallah, that they are innocent. And why they are innocent? They are masoom. They are free from major and minor sins. A Nabi and a Rasul, they get divine protected revelation, and their dreams are also classified and categorized as wahi. A Nabi is sent with mu'ajiza, and a Rasul is also sent with mu'ajiza, meaning miracles. What are mu'ajizas? These are supernatural acts at the hands of a Nabi or a Rasul by the divine permission and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Supernatural acts are not the acts of magicians or those who are experts in juggling, but these are actions which are supernatural in nature. Supernatural in nature meaning that they are away from the normal habit of an action. For example, that the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when he held it and threw it down by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it turned into a serpent. So for a stick to turn into a serpent, that is an action which is not natural, it is not habitual, therefore classified supernatural, therefore a mu'jiza, a supernatural action at the hands of a Nabi or a Rasul is called a mu'jiza, and a supernatural action at the hands of a Wali, a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a Sahaba, the companion of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is called a karamat. We as Muslims believe in the miracles of saints, and we as Muslims believe in the miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are not signs of divinity, but they are proof of nabuwat. They are proof of risalat. They are proof of prophethood, and they are proof of apostleship. A Nabi, when he performs a miracle by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this does not mean that he is divine, but no, it means that this is a proof of his nabuwat, proof of his risalat, proof of his apostleship, and proof of his nabuwat, his prophethood. And a wali, when he makes or performs a miracle by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not a proof of his wilayat or sainthood. A Nabi is also born a Nabi. A Rasul is born a Rasul. A Nabi or a Rasul does not by his own endeavor and striving become a Nabi or a Rasul. Meaning which, that a person after spiritual exercise or after spiritual devotion or after gaining proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses him as a Nabi or a Rasul. This does not happen. A Rasul is born a Rasul. A Nabi is born a Nabi. Contrary to a saint or a Wali gains proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his spiritual devotion and striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by conforming to the shariat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by adhering to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gains the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becomes a saint, a wali. But a Nabi is born a Nabi. A Rasul is born a Rasul. And once a Rasul, always a Rasul. And once a Nabi, always a Nabi. Meaning that a Nabi is not disposed from his position. In simple words, a Nabi or a Rasul is not removed from his position, rank or status. Contrary to a Wali or a saint, a person, for example, he can be a saint today, and if he displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can raise him up the next day as a villain or as a bad person. Also, a person today, he can be a bad person, a person who is not conforming and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put his mercy on such a person, and that person who was a villain today can be a saint tomorrow. But a Nabi or a Rasul, once a Rasul, always a Rasul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he chooses a Nabi, then he chooses such a person who he knows, because Allah is all-knowing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of wisdom. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a choice, he does not alter his choice after that. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses a Nabi, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that that Nabi of his will not contravene the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not displease him in any way. Therefore, the Nabi, once he's a Nabi, he's always a Nabi. And once he's a Rasul, he's always a Rasul. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is all-knowing, he fully well knows who he chooses. Some ulama have stated that a Nabi and a Rasul have always been shepherds and have always tended the flock and cared for animals. Other ulama have stated that Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam always lived in unbaked brick homes, meaning that they did not live in luxury or in comfort, or they did not live in baked brick homes. However, this is a rare narration. We have mentioned that the dream of the Nabi or a dream of a Rasul is like wahi. Every year we hear and we have been informed about the dream of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sacrifice his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. This was a dream by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his beloved Nabi Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And this dream was an order and an injunction and a command for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, although being a dream. It is recorded that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he proclaimed Nabuwat, before he proclaimed prophethood, that he should get truthful dreams, meaning that whatever he dreamt of, within a few days those dreams should materialize. It has been stated that there were 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, meaning Nabis. And of this 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, this is the very same figure that ulama ikram record that during the time of pilgrimage, the farewell sermon of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he addressed about 124,000 Sahaba ikram. Approximately. It has been recorded by ulama ikram that there were 313 Rasuls. And this also, this figure 313, when we look at the history of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see the battlefields of Badr, the famous battle, the first famous battle which took place between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together with the Muslims against the non-believers of Makkah al-Mukarramah, then the Sahaba at that time numbered 313. It has been recorded by the ulama that there were 104 kitabs revealed to the various Rasuls. Similarly, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a dream that he is removing hair, generally hair from the head is removed after the performance of Umrah or Hajj, then immediately Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after consultation with the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, proceeded from Madinatul Munawwara to Makkatul Mukarramah for the performance of Umrah. But as history proved, they were prevented from so doing. But the famous peace treaty of Hudaybiyah resulted and was signed, which proved eventually as an advantage point for the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, in this lesson we have learned and we have tried to discuss the importance and the value of having valid, correct beliefs. And it is essential for a Muslim to have correct beliefs. We have also defined and explained who is a Nabi. We have explained also who is a Rasul. We have also explained the differences and the parallels between a Nabi and a Rasul. We have mentioned the personality and the qualities of a Nabi and a Rasul, giving how many kitabs have come and how many Nabis and Rasuls have come and for what purpose they have come. We have also explained that a Nabi is born a Nabi and what is the wisdom behind this. Inshallah, in the next lesson we will discuss about a Nabi and a Rasul. They are divinely appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the definition of wahi, divinely protected revelation? And also that a Nabi is born a Nabi who believes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. meaning that a Nabi is born muwahid, fully believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. And also, inshallah, we will discuss various other aspects concerning Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to rectify our beliefs, to see that our beliefs are valid, and not fall prey to wrong beliefs.